You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
In 1996, Hillary Clinton wrote a book entitled It Takes a Village, and we've been asking the question, does it really take a village to raise a child? And 2 weeks ago, we actually started and we said, well, the way that we are going to determine truth is based on God's Word, because God's Word is truth. And Jesus said, if we abide in His Word, we will know the truth, and that truth will set us free. And we need to be set free, free from sin, but also free from ignorance. If we're not reading God's Word and we don't know the way God wants us to do things, then we may very well do things our own way. In fact, a lot of times, even when we read the Bible, we do things our own way, and you can try to do things your own way, but let's see how that works out for you. It's best to do things God's way. And there are blessings when we do things God's way. One of the things we talked about last week, we actually went and we looked at the created order. You see, when God created the heavens and the earth, He didn't first create a village. He didn't first create the government. He didn't first create the Red Cross or 211 or 411. He didn't first create a social agency. He first created a family, a marriage, and then a family to raise children. And so we're going to look today at the blessings that come when we follow God's plan. And we're going to look at what a family provides, because a family provides much for the children, but also for other members of the family as well. And so the first thing we're going to look at is that a family provides care and nurture for children. And, you know, I've always, when I think about this, you know, you think, well, you know, God he could have created for children to come about through any way. He could have created for children to just pop out of rocks or to come out of flowers. He could have actually had storks that deliver children. Children could have just been left to fend for themselves, like happens to some animals, where, in fact, even in some animals, sometimes even the father or the mother will actually eat some of the children. But God has designed for children to be raised in families, and those families provide nurture and care for the children. We learned very quickly when we had our first daughter that these children, they don't come out with a manual. You know, you don't have like an instruction manual that comes with them that says, okay, what happens when they cry? You have to figure that out. And some of that's very difficult. Even when they start learning how to talk. I remember when I was a missionary to the preborn, a lot of times I lived with the Foreman family. They were a very large family, had many children, and I would sleep sometimes with some of the children, and they had a boy that was just waking up crying in the middle of the night, and I wanted to help relieve the parents, so I was walking with him and trying to figure out what in the world does he want. And he was saying something. I couldn't figure out what in the world he was saying. And finally, you know, after probably about an hour of walking with him and him crying and just muttering something, I realized he wanted his mommy. So I took him to his mommy. He just immediately was quiet. But we see that children receive care and they receive nurture from their family. In Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, God says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. And, you know, here God compares his care for us to the care of a woman, a mother, caring for her nursing child. And sometimes mothers don't do what is right. Sometimes they don't have compassion on their child. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Prior to Jesus' ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. After he fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left his temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those he spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Cry out to him today. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome to the Uno de Mayo edition of A Faster PC Radio. Also, I was looking at my audio files over the, well, yesterday, and this is actually the anniversary edition of our debut on WCNO. So we're simulcasting this on WCNO, also WPSL. We're more than 21 years on WPSL, and so you know it's been a big ride at WPSL, and we're happy to be celebrating 1 year on WCNO. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions and to help you resolve your computer problems today. That's what we're doing here at A Faster PC Radio. And so give us a give us a call, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And of course, not only will we answer, are we answering computer questions today, but we also have here, we also in the shop, we have technicians standing by ready to work on computers. And, you know, this is what we do at A Faster PC. We resolve computer problems. We help you with the various solving your computer problems. And we would love nothing more than to help you solve your problems today here on this radio show. So one thing that I did want to just mention, we have talked a little bit about QuickBooks and Intuit and TurboTax and some of the licensing issues that we've run into, and even the increased pricing and how they really want you to go to this annual subscription. One thing that I wanted to just mention, one thing that they're really pushing also is their QuickBooks Online. So you can actually do QuickBooks Online. And this is convenient for a lot of people. A lot of people, what you can do, you can actually go out, you can use QuickBooks Online whenever you want to. You can be anywhere in the world. All you have to have is access to a computer. I believe you can even do it on an iPhone or an iPad or an Android phone or an Android tablet as well. One of the things with that, though, is if you're a small business owner, a lot of people that are small business owners actually own more than one business. Quite often, you know, if they have property, they'll have the property in one business. They may have rental property that's in another business. They may have the actual service side of the business or the sales side of the business or both in a business, or maybe the service in one business and the sales in another business. If they have equipment, they may have that in another business. So there are a lot of companies actually have multiple QuickBooks company files. With QuickBooks Online, you actually have to pay a separate subscription fee for each company. So, you know, when it actually looks like a fairly decent deal until you figure, well, you know, if I have a second company or a third company or a fourth company or a fifth company, then that's going to cost me additional. By the way, there are some ways to do accounting where you can actually use one company file to track income and expenses for multiple entities. And you can do that by tracking by class. And we've done this. I've done this on my own some of my own interests, and also we've helped some others set this up as well. And you just have to turn on tracking by class, and then you assign a class to every income item, and also you assign a class to every expenditure, and then you can run a profit and loss by class, and it breaks it up into each of the different class, and you know, you could have a class for your sales, a class for your service, you could have a class for a certain component of your business. If it's a rental business, you can have a separate class for that. So that is, and I haven't actually done that on QuickBooks Online. I've just done that on QuickBooks desktop. In some cases, it's easier to have one company file and be able to break things down into separate categories. We use class in our business with A Faster PC. We actually use class to track how people heard about us. One of the things that we say quite often, we ask, how did you hear about us? If the person is a repeat customer, of course, we just put that they're a repeat customer. If they're word of mouth, if one of our customers told them about us, well, we actually put them down as word of mouth. And we also give them a discount and we find out who referred them, and we send them a postcard with a discount. But you know, we also have people that have listened to us on WCNO or WPSL, or they've seen us on Facebook or on Google, or they've seen our sign. And there's many other ways that they can see us, but we want to actually track that and put that down. We've done some, we've sponsored baseball teams in the past, and some people come to us because of that. So we enter that information in, and we can actually do a profit and loss. And this is one way that we can actually see, wow, you know, the money that we're putting toward supporting WCNO, or that we're paying in advertising for WPSL, that has actually brought us revenue, and you know, we actually try to get more revenue from our donations and from our advertising dollars than we actually put into it. So that's what, you know, we're able to actually do that, not just on an income basis, but the actual profit and loss basis. And you can do all that with QuickBooks, but, you know, again, you could do the same thing if you didn't need to track how people heard about you and you had multiple business entities. You could probably do something like that with QuickBooks Online. But otherwise, you know, you're going to be looking at a separate fee for each company, and you know, that can really add up. So that's something that you want to kind of think about. And we are actually in our business, we're actually just about to go ahead and update to the new version of QuickBooks, and because payroll and credit card processing only work for 3 years. And so every 3 years we upgrade. Of course we could upgrade more often, but in fact they want you to. And you have, obviously they want you to. They want to get your money every month. Well, one of the things that they did just recently is they started this the software has a plus at the end of it. And it's about half the price of the version that doesn't have the plus at the end of it. Well, it's an annual subscription, so you don't actually own the software. You actually are only paying for it for a year. At the end of that year, you're up the creek without a paddle if you don't pay that renewal fee or purchase the product outright. If you purchase the product outright, they actually have doubled the price. So the price of the plus software is actually about the same as the price of the non-plus used to be. And then you have, in addition to that, you have the going over to the version that where you own it outright. Again, that's about twice as much as what it was even last year or the year before. So they are increasing their price. And one of the things that a lot of the software companies want is they want a monthly residual income or an annual residual income. They really don't want you to own your own software. And this is what Microsoft is doing with Microsoft 365, which was formerly Office 365. Intuit's doing the same thing. They're trying to push you into an annual or monthly subscription.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And of course, we are here ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. So that's what we want to help you do here today. We want to help you resolve computer problems. And one thing that we have talked about on this show in, you know, over the last few weeks, few months, one of the things we've talked about is actually some of the new routers and the new technology that's out there that can help provide internet so much faster to you. And we actually not too long ago, we tried out a newer router that had Moomimo, and we talked about this. Now, when we talk about some of these terms, it can be very tricky. You hear these terms, and you say, "What in the world does that mean?" And a lot of times, when you hear terminology and acronyms, and I've listened to some shows where they have a lot of acronyms, and it almost you have no clue. You know, they know what they're talking about, but you have no clue what they're talking about. So we're going to actually go over some of these terms as we describe them. So the routers that had Moomimo technology. Now, by the way, Moomimo, if your router is labeled an AC something, so it starts, so the speed actually starts with A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, then it will have Moomimo. And Moomimo actually, what it actually does is it actually allows you to send multiple, it sends to multiple devices at once. So what happens in the older routers is you can kind of picture it like a machine gun on a merry-go-round. So you have multiple devices. Maybe you have a wireless laptop. You have a wireless phone. Most homes have multiple wireless devices, wireless computers, TVs, Rokus, gaming systems, Blu-ray players. A lot of homes today have smart thermostats. So the thermostat is actually connecting to the internet. My parents have a smart refrigerator. It actually has a screen, an LCD screen, and you can go up to the computer and to the screen, and you can touch a few buttons, and you can get the weather outside. You can tell the temperature on the inside. There's also various compartments of the refrigerator. You can see the compartment of the refrigerator. You can see the temperature there. You can see the temperature at the actual freezer, and there's a third compartment that could be a freezer or could be a refrigerator, and you can configure it the way you want it to be configured. So this is something that there are a lot of devices that are connecting, and so if they're all requesting data at the same time, what happens is with the standard router, again, it's like a machine gun that's rapid firing on a merry-go-round. It's just going around and around and around, just firing. You know, it sends data to one device, then sends data to another device, then sends data to another device, then sends data to another device, and so on and so forth. So then what you have happening is you have Moomimo. So the AC technology actually, and it actually stands for multiple input, multiple output. So with Moomimo, rather than sending to one device at a time, with Moomimo, it actually sends to three devices at a time. So I guess it would be kind of like three machine guns on a merry-go-round. So it can send out data to three different devices at a time. But, you know, we mentioned a little bit earlier, we mentioned actually going up to a lot of homes now have multiple wireless devices. And there are even homes that have a wireless speaker system. So, you know, they'll have speakers throughout the house that some of these are maybe, you know, have Alexa in them. Some of them may be Google speakers. There are range extenders. There are smart outlets. You know, we have some smart outlets in our house that we can actually configure the outlet so that we can turn something off, turn it on remotely. We can turn it off remotely. We can power cycle it remotely. We use these, by the way, in some of our customers' installations where we'll actually go out there and we will go ahead and we'll connect it to their wireless network, their wireless router, to their modem. And we can actually, if they're having a problem, we can log in remotely. As long as the devices actually have internet, we can log in remotely and we can power cycle those devices. And before we turn the power off, we always configure for it to turn back on, because if we're turning off the device that connects to the internet, we're not going to be able to get in there and tell it to turn back on. So we have to tell it to turn on before we tell it to turn off. And obviously the time we tell it to turn off, turn back on, has to be after the time we tell it to turn off. So, you know, we give it a few minutes, and we go through this and we're able to, and we also can configure devices to automatically turn off at a certain time and turn back on at a certain time. And so this can be very handy with network devices where sometimes you need to power cycle them. So just proactively, you can actually have the device power cycle at a time where no one's going to be using it. Like if 3 a.m. is good, you can have it actually turn off at 3 a.m., turn back on at 3:01. And just in case the on cycle doesn't work, we a lot of times we'll configure a second or third on cycle. There are a lot of devices, wireless cameras, wireless doorbells. I mean, how many people today, and I know there's probably quite a few people listening that have a Ring doorbell or maybe another doorbell that's a wireless doorbell. It has a camera on it. If someone comes up, and you can actually know that someone's at your door before they ring the doorbell. You can actually talk to them through the doorbell. And even if you're not there, and you have the app on your phone, and as long as you have internet at your house and you're in a good connection where you are with your phone, you can actually communicate with someone, when they're at your door. So there are a lot of devices that are connecting to your wireless network. And with all these devices, a lot of them are sending and requesting data on many times a second. But a lot of times they don't need very much data. Now, your computer is going to need more. Your conditioning thermostat, it's not going to need very much data. So what happens with that is with this, there's actually a newer technology than Numimo. And it's the AX technology, and or Wi-Fi 6. It's known also as Wi-Fi 6, and this technology actually allows when the router sends data out, this technology allows the router. It's called OFDMA. It allows the router to break up the packet that it's sending out to multiple devices. So in other words, rather than sending out to, three devices at a time, it's able to actually break that up into multiple devices. And it can send out just a little tiny bit of data to one device, more data to another device, more data to another device. Maybe, if you have a TV, that's streaming. You're streaming television to your through a Roku device or through an Amazon Fire Stick. You can actually, that can actually get more of the data. And one of the things that we have actually looked at is with this, it's able again. These routers are able to just split that device that power up you're actually able to get multiple streams of data to all of these devices that are requesting the information. And it just really, really speeds up the data, reduces the lag by up to 75%, is what one of the manufacturers is claiming, that this new technology, OFDMA, stands for, or is able to deliver 75% less lag time. Also, some devices that are running on battery, it actually extends their battery life. But real world performance is phenomenal. Now, we actually, a few months ago, I actually talked about going from a router that had wireless A technology, wireless G technology, B technology, and also N, and going from that over to an AC router. And when I did that, my dropped frames on my streaming went from about 30% down to about 22%, if my memory serves me correctly. And it's possible that I might be a little bit off on that. But I know that it was a difference, but it wasn't quite as big of a difference as I thought it might be. Well, one of the things that I'm pleased to report today is that we actually do have a AX router that I've installed now to test out to see how much better does this do. Well, let me switch over to a full screen so you can see this. You can see my OBS Studio streaming software. And if you look in the lower portion of the screen, and this is, by the way, I know that not everyone is, some people are just listening on the radio. So I'm going to verbally describe this to you. But if you want to go watch the video, if you're not watching the video right now and you want to watch it later, you can at our Facebook page. But, I just went in here and I was looking at this as I'm doing the show. I'm looking, seeing how is this performing. This is my first time actually streaming a show connected to wireless with this technology. And I see my frames per second at 30 frames per second. Typically, I've been lower than that. I've been, and the human eye can see 30 frames per second. So 30 frames per second is a good range to actually send. But I'm looking at my dropped frames. I have, and I've been streaming now for almost 30 minutes, and I have zero dropped frames. 0% and zero dropped frames, not even one dropped frame. So it's just, this new technology can make a huge difference in the performance of your wireless. Now, you kind of think, well, hey, I'm not streaming a show out to Facebook, so that's no big deal on me. Well, maybe you're not streaming. By the way, I'm not only streaming this show to Facebook, I'm also streaming my audio over to two studios through Zoom. So we're actually doing multiple things here, and this is pretty cool to be able to do this. And again, you may say, well, I'm not doing all that, but hey, are you watching TV over the internet? We can talk about this a little bit more.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems?
A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are back to answer your computer questions. One of the things that I just wanted to, as we were coming out of the last segment, we were talking about this new technology. And by the way, the OFDMA, this actually, you might be wondering, what in the world does that stand for? Well, you probably won't remember this because it's a little bit... Some of the words are strange, like orthogonal frequency division multiple access. So now you know what OFDMA stands for. But again, it's allowing the router, when it sends out a packet of data, it can actually break that up into multiple sending it out, that same packet out to multiple devices, like maybe 6 or 7 devices at a time. And if one device only needs a little bit, well, it just sends it a little bit. And the, you know, again, you may not be streaming, streaming on the internet. You may, I know we have listeners that do, but you may not be doing that. Most of our listeners aren't. But that's okay, because you probably are going to be, actually streaming, maybe even if it's watching a YouTube video or going to NFL.com to watch the draft or if you have a smart TV or a Roku device where you're actually going to you're streaming television. By the way, if you have in your house, if you have Comcast now in most houses is actually you're connecting. You have one box that's your main box at your main TV. But if you have multiple other TVs, they're actually installing streaming boxes. So those boxes are actually streaming the television to that TV in those remote locations. Maybe the bedroom or the office or whatever, wherever you have a TV that's not your main TV. So, and by the way, you're paying $7.50 a month for each of those boxes. So you may want to just go ahead and get rid of those boxes. And because you can actually do that by, if your TV has Roku built into it, you're good. If not, go out and buy a Roku device, and you can install the Xfinity app. There's an Xfinity app that you can install, and you can actually watch Xfinity TV over that Roku with that Xfinity app, and you can take back that little box that AT&T or that Comcast is charging you $7.50 a month, and you can save yourself $7.50 a month. And we've been in houses where they're paying for 4 of these, so you calculate that out, that's $30 a month. That you're looking at $360 a year, and they don't even tell you that they're doing this. It's not included really in the price that they quote you. It's just an add-on, and you wonder, well, why is my bill more than what they told me? Well, it's because of this. That's part of the reason. So you can actually bypass that and get rid of that. But if you are viewing internet, browsing the internet quickly, you have multiple devices connecting, you're streaming, even if it's YouTube, you're streaming video. Well, especially if you have multiple devices, some of these new routers can actually increase the performance. And again, as we were talking earlier, we're talking about these little boxes that Comcast is using to stream TV. Well, they also have another box at your modem, and that other box, you're paying probably $15 a month for that. So you can replace that with a modem and a new AX router. And with the new AX router, you then will be able to go in and accomplish so much more in such a little bit of time. And we're actually looking at here streaming the internet or streaming this show now for over 40 minutes and still 0 frames dropped, and still we're at 30 frames per second. So, just a phenomenal increase in performance there with this new router. Now, I wanted to show you another thing. Many of you, we've seen a lot of times in the past, customers had Java installed. Most people don't need Java. But Java, and in fact, you can actually uninstall it if you don't need it or aren't sure if you need it, because you can actually reinstall it again. The way to do that is just to open up the control panel. The easiest way in Windows 10 to open up the control panel is to hold down the Windows key and press R. So the Windows key is to the left of the Alt key, that's to the left of the space bar, and it has what looks like a 4-pane window on it. And so you want to click on that and then hold down the R key for run and type control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L, short for control panel, in the field there, and just click OK or hit enter on your keyboard. That'll open up the control panel. Then you can click on programs and features. So here we click on programs and features. You can scroll through the list if you're sorting by name. And if you're not sorting by name, just click on the name field and it'll either sort with the Z's at the top, numbers at the bottom, or vice versa, just based on, you know, clicking and clicking. And again, you can sort with the lowest at the top or the highest at the top. But you can actually go through and you can actually find Java. You can click on install and uninstall it. Now, I actually have a program that I use that needs Java. So I'm going to actually show you how, if you need it and you have it, you can update it. So I'm going to click this little, in the lower right-hand corner, there's the clock. And you also have an arrow. So near the clock, there are programs that are running in the background. And then there's an arrow that shows hidden programs. And you can see I have a lot of them running. Some of them I'm using, some of them I probably could close, but I have here Java. And there's a Java update. So whenever there's a Java update available, this will pop up. So I'm going to double click there. Now it's going to give me an option to update. Now those that are watching on the Facebook video, the video screen may blank out for a second or two when I click on update, because it's going to ask me probably to elevate my permissions to allow this program to install. So just be aware of that. But I'm going to click on update, and it is actually starting. Well, is it starting yet? Okay, so there it is, the runtime environment. I need to click yes to allow this program to make changes to my device, and it did. It did blank out the screen for a second or so. And then I'm going to go ahead and click on install, and it's going to go through the process of installing Java. And this is something that, again, when you see that message pop up, and you used to see this message with Adobe Flash Player as well. By the way, if you still have Adobe Flash Player on your computer, it's time to get rid of it. In fact, it's past time. You're about, you know, 4+ months, more than 4 months past time to get rid of that, because at the end of last year, Adobe stopped supporting Flash. So you need to get Flash off your computer if you had it on there before. But here we have Java. And again, Java is we're updating Java. This is something that we need to do on a regular basis. And it's pretty straightforward. You just click on the little icon and you tell it to update. It's going to ask you, are you sure you want to allow this program to make changes to your computer? The key thing on that is, did you ask a program to do something? If you did, then it's typically safe to say yes. If you didn't ask, if you ever see that message pop up and you didn't ask something to happen, you know that something in the background is asking to make changes to your system, and it's best to find out what that is before you say yes. You know, it would be best to say no. And if something stops working, then you know, well, that was probably what it was that needed to update, maybe reboot the computer and, you know, and see if it's really something that you need, or if, you know, if there actually is an infection that's coming in trying to do something. Now, this Java update is actually almost finished. So you can see the green bar. And this is, by the way, not one of, you know, some of the new programs actually have a bar that goes from left to right. And when they get to the right, they just go back to the left and start going across again. And so you really never know how far you are into the process and whether it's actually going to finish or whether it's almost finished or not. And in this case, you know, here we are. You see that the bar is going directly across the screen, and you know, it must be, you know, probably 95% done or more, maybe 98% done, because there's only a small portion that needs to be updated. By the way, Java is used on the web and And it is used, some of the old Pogo games used to use Java. So looks like my Java is, the update is finished here. So that's good. And again, I need it, but most people don't need it. So if you don't need it, you know, you're okay to go ahead and get rid of it. Now, one thing I did notice also when I started streaming this show today is that my camera on my webcam is not working. The camera that I'm using for Facebook is a separate webcam. And I normally toggle back and forth between the two. But when I look here in the device manager, and I actually went to the device manager by, if you hold down the Windows key on your keyboard and open up, you press E, that opens up the Windows Explorer. So E for Explorer, scroll down to where you see this PC. Got to move a little bit quickly because we're close to being out of time. Right click on this PC, go to properties, then left click, and then click on device manager. By the way, the process is a little bit different in the newer versions of Windows, but I have the Lenovo EasyCam. If I right click on it, you see an exclamation, an yellow triangle with an exclamation point there. If I click on properties, it says this device couldn't start. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to right click on it. I'm going to go down to uninstall. So we're going to uninstall that device. And then I'm going to go up here to the top. And I'm going to right-click, and I'm going to go to scan for hardware changes. Now, at this point, it's going to find the device, and it should reinstall it, and hopefully it'll work. Now, I did just see a little notice that popped up in the lower right that said a restart is necessary. So it's possible that I may need to restart. It looks like I'm still in the same position that I was in before. And so it says here, the device cannot work properly until you restart your computer. You will need to restart your computer before the changes you made to this device will take effect. Click Restart Computer to restart your computer. Of course, I'm not going to do that right now because even though we're just, you know, it wouldn't be good to cut out just a few seconds early. So it's asking me if I want to restart the computer. I'm going to click no for now. I'll come back and restart the computer later. But, you know, that's one way that you can just kind of double check. And if a device is not working right on your system, sometimes uninstalling it and reinstalling it will fix it. And hopefully you've learned something today, you know, out of some of the things that we've talked about.
You can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? The Blessings for Following God's Plan. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Prior to Jesus' ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. After he fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left his temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those he spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Cry out to him today.